Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome to the Alternalevo podcast. I'm your host, Canyon Cody, taking you on a deep dive into the world of Latin alternative with in-depth conversations with legends like Juanes and Julieta Venegas, Café Tacuba, Natalia Lafourcade, and a new generation of young superstars like Omar Apollo, Danny Lux, Cuco, and Iván Cornejo, who have all stopped by our weekly radio program, Alternalevo with Subsuelo, broadcasting at the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles. But on the radio show, we only have time to air brief snippets of those conversations, so here on the Alternalido podcast is where you will find the unedited, uncut, extended version of all those interviews. Follow and listen to the Alternalido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
And we are back. This is Alternalido, and it is time for our artist spotlight of the week interview with Messier Periné here in the studio. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful to see you. You guys are out on a U.S. tour right now, and I was thinking back to when I first saw you, which was almost 10 years ago at wow. South by Southwest. You guys have evolved so much over the years. You guys are at such an amazing moment in your career right now. How does it feel to be back on the road?
It's amazing, you know? Now that you're talking that the first time was 10 years ago, you know, 10 years is a lot of time. It's not, you know, it's not small. So being able to be back in LA, we just had a show and it was so great. And, you know, to play with the band and again on the road, like touring, it's beautiful. This is what we love about music.
So you guys have had such a fascinating careers, so many surprises along the way. You have a new album that's going to be coming out later this year. I want to get to your new song, Tú y Yo, but right now let's just start at the beginning. You guys started in 2008 in Colombia. What was it that brought you together as a band?
We were friends that were interested, like just sharing music. We were like in college, in university, so we hang, you know, all the weekends playing, and we didn't expect nothing, just playing when we reunited on the weekends. But we started working as a band that plays shows in marriages and
cover band,
like cover band. We were a cover band, like, yeah. And we were working for 4 years, and then we started doing our own songs in 2010 and uh-huh. 2012, the year that we went abroad for the first time to South by Southwest, we released our first album, that is called Hecho a Mano. And this, we didn't expect anything when we was asked, you know, we didn't thought that we could have a career in music, because our music was a little bit strange for what was happening in Colombia in that time. But suddenly everything started happening, and like a domino effect, we were here.
But I think it was not suddenly, you know, we worked a lot. We were playing every weekend, like playing all the time. We approached to a lot of Latin American, ¿cómo se dice? Como, not traditional music, but folk music. Mm. And we dig in that sound for a few years, you know. And it was very playful, but we were disciplinated, you know. We were trying to, I don't know, to get a sound, to find a sound like our own, even if it was not, you know, like a plan to be a band and to live for this, but we were like digging in something that was special for us. And so we did everything that we could to keep the project alive and start like opening different doors. And we played all the, ¿cómo se dice? Como toda la, como los bares y todo lo que había en Bogotá. Y,
the circuit. Yeah.
Yes, like the circuit. We did the circuit in local, and then we started like playing different cities in Colombia. We loved it, and I don't know. We never planned to leave doing this. We never expected it was going to be so big, but we worked a lot on it. So
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, you certainly have crafted a sound that is your own. There are not a lot of other bands that sound like you. You said that your music is a little bit weird. It's definitely a little unique. There's a very particular sound. And one of the things that I find very kind of particular about you guys is that you are neither traditional nor pop, but there's a little bit of both. There's something very retro about your music and then also kind of futuristic. And so when describing you guys, it's hard to describe you without just naming a lot of different influences. Danzón, bolero, gypsy jazz, I hear bossa nova and stuff like that. So I thought maybe hearing a little bit about your background might be able to tell people about your interests. What was the kind of early music that you remember growing up listening to?
In my case, for example, I was born in Cali, Colombia. So this is a city full of salsa. We are obsessed with salsa. I think it's the most obsessed place on earth with salsa music. And all the time you listen to salsa, old salsa, new salsa, we have our own style. And tropical music, it's very, very strong in Cali. So we learn how to dance since you are little, and you know, that's the vibe all the time on the streets, wherever you go. My family, my mother's side family, they are, I don't know, very artsy. And my granddad, he was really special because he teaches us a lot of, I don't know, he was promoting in us like to be sensitive about arts and creation. And he loved to sing, but he used to sing operas, like different kind of operas. But he used to listen to a lot of music of the world, like española, música gitana, música, I don't know, I never heard that in any other houses, like where I grew up. And then my mom, she was obsessed with trova, Latinoamericana, because, you know, her favorite artist was Mercedes Sosa. So that was my first show in life. Like, the first show that I went to was Mercedes Sosa when I was like 6 years old. So I have, I don't know, many influences. And then when I was like a young adolescente, I was obsessed with rock Latino. You know, I was listening to Soda Stereo, Caifanes, por supuesto, ¿cómo se llaman? Hay Café Tacuba, Fito Páez, Aterciopelados, y era, and Alanis Morissette, you know, like what happened in the 90s and early 2000s. So, I don't know. For me, I have a lot of influences, but I never listened to jazz, never. Just when I met this guy and I started, you know, like getting a little bit close to his, I don't know, to his mood in that time.
Yeah, what about you? What was your music background?
My father, he was a melómano. He listened a lot of music, especially like tropical music, Cuban music, old Cuban stuff. Like, I don't know, for example, El Bárbaro del Ritmo, Benny Moré. And a lot of stuff from the 40s and also tango, a lot of tango. And a lot of tropical music, like from Caribbean coast of Colombia. There was like my parents' music, which was this, and also the records I could take in my house, which most of them also were like classical stuff, and jazz, some jazz also. And my big brother and sister, they listen a lot of also like rock music, you know, like mostly in English. So I heard, I remember Pink Floyd a lot, Red Hot Chili Peppers, I don't know, Faith No More, a lot of stuff, like different genres, and I grew up listening like these two sides, this retro, you know, Latin, like 40s stuff, and also like the music that they were hearing, my big brother and sister, that was like the rock en español also, and as I said, like American music, And this was like my first or memories of, I mean, music. My first show I remember was the guitar trio. It was Paco de Lucía, Aldi Meola, and Jock McLaughlin. Mm-hmm. They played in Bogotá when I was like 9 years old, I think. They took me there, and I said, I want to play guitar. And the music I liked, or the music I was able to hear, because there was no phone, there was no internet in that moment, just later. When I, for example, I remember using Napster or Kazaa, you know, the first.
Kazaa, yeah.
Those, I was searching something and I just crashed with a song which is called Minor Swing. It's a song played by Django Reinhardt and Stefan Gappelli, like 40s music from France, which is the gypsy jazz. I didn't knew about it. And because I was studying violin when I was like 16 years old, I didn't knew that you could play like jazz in violin. It was like a little bit more fun than playing just Vivaldi or Bach, you know, all the classical stuff. And that's the way like I started listening to jazz, and was a little bit kind of like the main seat in terms of musical genre. When we started playing, we were doing a lot of stuff like driven into this jazz manouche sound or gypsy jazz. And well, in that moment, we always had like the idea of being transgender in a way, you know, like start mixing a lot of stuff. And that's a little bit has been the idea of Messier Perine sound, like moving around different barriers and fronteras, como se dice, like
borders.
Borders, yeah, like trying to erase borders and or mixing stuff, you know, in a special way. And yeah, I think that's it about the background.
And so we are talking with Messier Perine right now, our artist spotlight of the week. And you guys have a new song out right now called Tú y Yo, which has an absolutely beautiful video. Tell us about the inspiration for this song.
Yeah, so we wrote this song many years ago, I think like 3 or 4. We were in Bogotá with 2 friends, Venezuelan friends, composers. And we were like looking for songs, like new songs, thinking about a new record. And having fun with them, you know, just chilling. And we love merengue, you know, like the merengue for Colombian people is like very close. It's kind of our music also. So we always like the rhythm to compose over the rhythm of merengue. And we wanted to write a song that could be played in, as a merengue, as a soft merengue, that it's all also similar to the bolero vibe, you know. And we started with this song and like with the melody, and it started to become a song about something that we lived with our ex-bass player. She came to Colombia, I don't know, like in 2014, something like that. She's from Holland, and she moved to Colombia because she wanted to play salsa in, like, with an orchestra, a salsa orchestra. And she ended up playing with us and going back to Europe touring, and she became like our best friend. She was so, so special for every one of us. And she had this beautiful story because she was all the time so happy and so open to share everything that she could with every one of us. She was caring. She was, I don't know, she was beautiful. And after like 4 or 5 years playing together, she decided to go back to Holland because she found love. She got married with her best friend, best girlfriend. She never expected that that was gonna happen to her, because I don't know, she was not looking for anybody, and she didn't have before a relationship with a woman, so that was absolutely new for her. And now they are together and they have a baby and it's so beautiful, you know. And she went back to her house, to her home, hometown, and now, you know, it's a beautiful love story that, of course, I don't know, marked us very strong. So we wanted to write about it. And I remember, like, after writing the song, I sent her a voice, like the voice note, you know, playing the song. And I told her, like, hey, I wrote this song for you. And she thought that I was, ¿cómo se dice? Dedicating the song to her. And she was like, oh my God, what? But yeah, we love her. She's called Adinda. And this is a song about freedom, you know, about... I think freedom, it's one of the most important things that we are all the time looking for in this process of being a band, making music and trying to reach people, like trying to connect with the hearts. And of course, I don't know, we live in a world that sometimes it's so angry about being loved or not being able to love. So it's beautiful when you can just open your heart and connect with souls. And that's what it's Tú y Yo about.
That was Tú y Yo, the new song from Messier Periné, our artist spotlight of the week. Interview right now in the studio with Catalina and Santiago. And, you know, that song is all about the power of love and connecting and the freedom to love. And it comes with a beautiful video. Talk to us about the people that you worked with in that video.
So the video is directed by Natalia Agudelo. She's a really good friend, Colombian director. And she has a really special work team, psychologists and different people that are trying to open a little bit the way to express, of course, and to be able to take care about humanity, you know, it's important. So we wanted this video to be very real because the song, it's about a real person and it's about a real story. So we were planning to go to Mexico and we decided to record the video there in Mexico. And we looked for real stories, real love stories and people who wanted to share like a little bit of intimacy of their stories. And we had a beautiful team for this video. And it was the first time that we had the chance to work with all the women. Were, ¿cómo se dice? Todo el equipo, las mujeres que estaban a la cabeza como de las grandes responsabilidades. Todas eran mujeres.
The team that was behind the video was all run by women.
Yes, and we didn't plan it. So that was better, you know? It was beautiful too. For me, it's the first time that I have this chance to live that, you know? It's not common, but it's getting, I don't know, it's getting better. And all these people came with this beautiful energy that it's in the video. I think when you see the video, you can feel it, and we are very proud to be able to share their stories.
So Tú y Yo is the third single from your upcoming album that is going to be coming out later this year. Also out is Nada. And this is kind of what I see as the beginning of your third act as a band? You know, we talked about your beginnings in the bar circuit in Colombia, and then coming up and doing your first U.S. shows at South By, which is where a lot of bands have their first show, and then the kind of the end of your first act was winning the Best New Artist at the Latin Grammys, and then you guys have this second act that is around Encanto Tropical, which is an amazing story. A lot of really unexpected things happened to you guys as a band in that middle section there, which, you know, ended up leading to a Record of the Year and Song of the Year nomination at the Grammys and the Latin Grammys, but there was an unexpected turn as a result of TikTok. How did TikTok change the career of Messier Periné?
It was so incredible, unexpected. We were not TikTokers. We are not in the end. So we didn't understand the power and, you know, the all that could happen with this song. This happened in September, I think, last year. And it blew, like, it was like a atomic bomb. And it changed, really, I think, our audience and our career, of course. There was, this song was released, I don't know, 7 years ago or something, yes. Something like that. And, ¿cómo se llama la banda?
¿Qué?
La que sacó. Es la canción que pegó después con el man del...
¿De qué?
This was the guy that is going...
the skateboarding. The skateboarder on Idaho that was listening to the...
Mm-hmm. Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah,
esa.
Fleetwood Mac,
like,
yeah.
We didn't thought that we could... Like, we were like one of the bands that had this opportunity, and it's incredible. It shaped, like, it was top one in here in the States, in 50 viral, and in many, many countries. And I think a lot of people just
created videos with the song. It was crazy to see, for example, I don't know, Justin Timberlake and ¿cómo es que se llama?
Jimmy
Fallon, like, on, I don't know, like, stairs.
On the Tonight Show.
No. They were, like, watching a game, like a basketball game, something like that. And suddenly they stand up and, like, they started to... And I was like, no way, this is not happening. This is not true, you know? It's crazy how many people in the world, famous or unfamous, it doesn't matter, you know, but connected with the song and the move and the vibe, I don't know, crazy and beautiful. We got all those videos and we were, you know, like, watching all the people smiling and just having fun or feeling brave also, because, I don't know, there was many trends and one of them was, like, sharing that you are brave and you feel proud of who you are. And, you know, that's amazing because we don't make music for a specific audience. We don't make music for social media or platforms, whatever. We don't care if it's number one or whatever. We just care about touching hearts and being able to express ourselves as we love. And that's it. It doesn't matter. And watching that could be world viral, like, so big, it's wow.
So, you know, the song got 2 billion plays, which is just amazing. Billion with a B. is, you know, one of the things that I find most interesting is the moment in which somebody in their family who's not in music realizes that you're famous. Did you have a moment when your, like, abuela realized, like, that you were famous?
Yeah, many.
Yeah.
Yes, I have, like, friends that are, I don't know, in, for example, in New York, like, hey, watch this, and send me videos in ¿cómo se llama este par- Central Park?
Mm-hmm. You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, Duyo is the third single from your upcoming album that is going to be coming out later this year. Also out is Nada. And this is kind of what I see as the beginning of your third act as a band. You know, we talked about your beginnings in the bar circuit in Colombia, and then coming up and doing your first U.S. shows at South By, which is where a lot of bands have their first show, and then the end of your first act was winning the Best New Artist at the Latin Grammys, and then you guys have this second act that is around Encanto Tropical, which is an amazing story. A lot of really unexpected things happened to you guys as a band in that middle section there, which, you know, ended up leading to a Record of the Year and Song of the Year nomination at the Grammys and the Latin Grammys, but there was an unexpected turn as a result of TikTok. How did TikTok change the career of Messier Périnet?
It was so incredible, unexpected. We were not TikTokers. We are not in the end. So we didn't understand the power and, you know, all that could happen with this song. This happened in September, I think, last year. And it blew, like, it was like a atomic bomb, and it changed really, I think, our audience and our career, of course. There was this song was released, I don't know, 7 years ago or something, yes, something like that, and ¿cómo se llama la banda?
¿Qué?
La que sacó. Es la canción que pegó después con el man del...
¿De qué?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Sí, no, el que la... El, sí, la this was the guy that is going...
the skateboarding.
Yeah.
Mad
Dog.
Yeah.
The skateboarder on Idaho that was listening to the
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah,
yes.
Fleetwood Mac.
Like
yeah.
we didn't thought that we could, like we were like one of the bands that had this opportunity, and it's incredible. It shaped, like it was top one in here in the States in 50 viral, and in many countries, and I think a lot of people just
created videos with the song. It was crazy to see, for example, I don't know, Justin Timberlake and ¿cómo es que se llama?
Jimmy
Fallon, like on, I don't know, like stairs.
On the Tonight Show.
No. They were like watching a game, like a basketball game, something like that. And suddenly they stand dance. Up and like they started to, and I was like, no way, this is not happening. This is not true, you know? It's crazy how many people in the world, famous or infamous, it doesn't matter, you know, but connected with the song and the move and the vibe, I don't know, crazy and beautiful. We got all those videos and we were, you know, like watching all the people smiling and just having fun or feeling brave also, because I don't know, there was many trends and one of them was like sharing that you are brave and you feel proud of who you are. And, you know, that's amazing because we don't make music for a specific audience. We don't make music for social media or platforms, whatever. We don't care if it's number one or whatever. We just care about touching hearts and being able to express ourselves as we love. And that's it. It doesn't matter. And watching that could be world viral, like so big, it's wow.
So, you know, the song got 2 billion plays, which is just amazing. Billion with a B. is you know, one of the things that I find most interesting is the moment in which somebody in their family who's not in music realizes that you're famous. Did you have a moment when your, like, abuela realized, like, that you were famous?
Yeah, many. Yeah. Yes, I have, like, friends that are, I don't know, in, for example, in New York, like, hey, watch this, and send me videos in ¿cómo se llama este Central Park? Like people in Central Park making, you know, like the dance move or whatever, and that's crazy, you know.
So we are talking with Messier Périnet, our artist spotlight of the week right now. You guys have a new album that is coming out later this year. You know, we're talking about the arc of your career from, you know, starting in Colombia and playing small bars to now getting billions of views on TikTok. Right now, as we go out, I want to play a song from your previous album, Encanto Tropical, which was a collaboration with Vicentigo, with Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, who is such a major superstar. And at this point in your career, you guys were, you know, still kind of emerging as a band. What was the experience of working with such a you know, major figure like that?
Well, it was very cool, but the real stuff is that we couldn't have the chance to be with him in the studio. Yeah, like he we were in Argentina, I remember, in Buenos Aires, and we were recording the song. We had it. We were like with the label guys, and somebody said, like, I'm a friend of Vicentico, I'm gonna call him. His real name is, I don't remember, but it doesn't matter. But they call him and they show this song to him, and he agreed, like, to collaborate with us. And it was very cool for a band which is like in its, I don't know, as you said, in middle careers, we were fans of always. It's a major band, you know, it's a classic in a way. And we didn't have the chance to meet him. But it was very cool.
Or play it together, but yeah, it was good.
And so now you guys are kind of approaching being at that stage in your career where you guys are the major band. Do you guys have younger and new artists reaching out to you? And do you see that kind of generational shift happening where you're the established band?
Wow, I don't know. It's hard to I don't know.
To see that
we are now established.
Yeah, we are struggling a lot.
Yeah, but of course there are a lot of new artists emerging, making beautiful music in Colombia. And it's also nice to hear sometimes like a little bit of influences of our music in other people, like that it's starting. So it's good. I think we are in a moment, in a very special moment, because we have already 10 years. Yeah, like looking forward, it's beautiful to be able to continue playing together, making a new album, you know, that it's coming, and a lot of plans. So I don't know, it's nice just to be living now, this moment.
And you guys have an absolutely amazing tour going on right now.
Yeah.
Some of these venues that you are playing at are some of the best venues in the U.S. The Ford here in Los Angeles.
Oh my God.
You guys are playing in New York, in Dallas, in Atlanta, and Miami. You guys started as a four-piece band, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And now you guys have grown. Take me to what it's like to grow your band to be able to fill these large stages.
It's incredible. Like every stage or every tour, it's like I think if we were athletes, how do you say? Like, you know, every time you're trying to be better at what you do in performing and creating a sound with a band, because it's kind of also like theater. Like we are parts of a play, and we are now a 7-piece band, drums, percussion, like multi-percussion, Latin stuff, a bass player, Eva, that replaced Adinda, the one of Tuyo.
Not replaced.
a new bassist, exactly. Which plays not a real bass, but a Leona, which is a built bass for us, and two horns, trombone and saxophone, and I play guitar. And it's also keys and, well, synths. We of course, we are always evolving the sound because we like to, you know, to put new things in our music. For example, the new album has a lot of new stuff and new sounds. And now this tour, it's cool because I think we kind of, how do you say, like grew up a little bit more as a band in the sound.
We have been playing together,
yeah,
I think 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's not like a new band. It's a band that has been cooking his sound like over the years. I remember like 2019, we did kind of 120 shows.
Wow.
Yeah. And this tour, it's going to be 22 shows, and it's just a month. So we are very comfy when we play together. It's like a beautiful band. I don't know, I love to play live because we are very connected and we have so much fun together, you know, we are kind of a family, and we love to play together. And yeah, I think a lot of people don't know that we have this amazing band, you know, and I'm sure that if you like the music, when you hear it, like on the platforms or whatever, if you go and see it live, you're going to be in love and you're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, everybody that enjoyed the TikTok dance, go experience some music in real life. Get out there, because there's nothing better than seeing a live band when they're in the pocket together, and especially a band that's been together as long as you guys. You guys are on the road this week with shows in New York, Atlanta, Dallas, Miami. Go out and check Messier Periné. They've got new music. We played their new track, Tú y Yo, and your guys' new album. No title for the new album yet, right?
Not yet.
We have it.
We have it, but...
We're not done.
All right. Well, you guys got to come back when you guys are back on tour so we can hear the rest of the album.
Please.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Catalina and Santiago.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys coming through.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Kenyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles, or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alterna Legal Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.